discomforting thought of being classified as insignificant. The danger in writing this is that the insignificants in general would never admit their insignificance. Talking like this is perceived as an assault on their dignity, because in their heads, they will always consider themselves as part of the exalted, a pure expression of human nature. The anonymous insignificants are significant to their family, children, to their friends, and their circle, the people they spend time with. However, in the large scheme of things, concerning the really important matters, sometimes matters of life and death, they are insignificant, although they never admit it. Their impression is that they personally talk to the government, that they personally appoint the government, which is supposed, according to them, to act as their employees. It may appear that we, the people, elect the government officials. However, what kind of free and fair elections are the elections anywhere in the world? Even if these elections are not rigged, don't hold your breath. Because only wealthy individuals can even wage a campaign to run for office. To say nothing of obtaining power through the happenstance of your genes. The perception of anonymous insignificant, of its role in the matter of society, is self-deceptive. It doesn't comprehend that the government is placed there by the elite, that elite being always out of sight to the anonymous insignificant. Anonymous insignificants do not learn about their real place in societal matters, even if they see that they cannot do one thing when unjust laws, unjustified lockdowns, or obvious outright lies regarding fundamentals of physics are imposed on them, especially forcing them to give their hard-earned tax dollar for such absurdities. The anonymous insignificants have absolutely no say when they listen to inconsistent, contradictory, fraudulent manipulations about the non-existent COVID-19 pandemic, or, as an aside, the effect of anti-COVID-19 vaccines, quote-unquote, which even the top specialists of the world are debating and are even skeptical about. This book, along with the previous books of this author, aims at shifting the focus from the unwarranted self-confidence and sense of importance that anonymous insignificants have toward the true potential that these anonymous insignificants possess to realize real compelling significance by acquiring the overwhelming power of absolute truth. While the mentioned false sense of importance is skillfully used by the elite to manipulate the anonymous insignificants to the elite's own advantage, when armed with the absolute truth, when it comes to vital issues, the anonymous insignificants acquire a power over which the elite has no control. As a consequence, the building of true awareness of the individual anonymous insignificants, turning them into an enlightened multitude, literated and lucidified by the insurmountable power of truth on vital issues, makes it so that reason triumphs, rather than an actual minority that has self-identified as an elite, bullying the rest, fractionalizing them as minorities along various other lines, deviously for no other ultimate reason than to factually homogenize them as a subordinate, docile, dumped-down mass. that common biology is the only factor making humanity one, smearing the artificial division of humanity into governors and subordinates. The power of truth, especially of the absolute truth, which is unequivocal and cannot be disputed, is the only power that can marginalize the self-proclaimed elite, enabling itself to deceive the multitude through the power of money, and in this way govern. The power of truth is the only power that can force that miserable elite to find its place in the waste heap of history. The only power of the anonymous insignificance rests in their personal potential to discern important absolute truths, a potential massively unrealized to this day, a neglect which the elite deliberately stimulates. This would allow the anonymous insignificance to know the real truth about matters, which the elite shamelessly lies about or tricks the multitude into discussing various other unverifiable conspiracy theories, like the one about some COVID-19 pandemic, mostly to entertain and control, capitalizing on the fallacious feeling of self-importance of the anonymous insignificance. There is a separate section below entitled The New Movement, Self-Determination of the Anonymous Insignificance, dealing with that true empowerment of the otherwise completely anonymous insignificant multitude, as well as a section entitled Who is the Real World Conspirologist, commenting more on what true conspiracy theories are. Being concerned with the empowerment of the societally invisible person through recognizing personal discernment of absolute truth, one must not ignore the fact that, as a rule, truth is not respected. Furthermore, it is massively disregarded that lies are a suppression, a true expression of slavery. The trauma of these lies remains sleeping when society lives its regular life. It is only when visible, practical consequences emerge that one begins to realize the incredibly profound moral dilemmas that we are confronted with. And this doesn't even mean securing a happy life through compliance, but involves the essential questions of existence. The oppressed, the anonymous insignificant, are given a choice. Either they will submit to the doctrines of the Inquisition, join the structures of the totalitarian regime, the politically correct, and act as supporters of the idea of the COVID-19 pandemic and never declare it a fraud, which it actually is. Hail the deception and absurdity past as modern physics, as the summit of human thought, or the oppressed who disagree with it will be brutally ostracized. On top of that, of course, this is all done in the name of the common good. Also, absorbed in the daily chores or pleasures, it is a typical trait to ignore impending, deadly world events. Virtually no one, except for some very alert and sensitive people in the pre-war Europe, felt anything but boredom when the few upstanding citizens warned the country of what danger threatened all of Europe and the world because of the events that were taking place in Germany in the late 1930s. This is all true and of great concern. But who permitted the greater evil? Who permitted the destruction of fundamental science, causing the destruction of thinking, which allowed this undermining of society? It is a given that this was caused by the elite. More importantly, who allowed the existence of such elite, permitting and causing such undermining? These questions are suppressed. try to ask these questions and you'll be sent off grid, out in the cold. Objectivity, even outside of one's feelings, has never been an attribute of human nature, which the elite knows and takes advantage of it. To be objective, one has to consciously take the time and expend the energy, which is not an option for many. Thus, the elite uses specific robes and massive propaganda to maintain the discipline it wants and to avoid questions it does not want. To avoid questions it does not want to be asked. As well as helping to mostly painlessly and invisibly isolate itself from the commoners. Although such isolation is never possible for fending off a deadly pandemic-causing virus.